Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and a beautiful September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 52. Warmer on Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 79. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Hope you're having a good Thursday out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. James with you behind the mic. I am not alone. I got all you to hang out with, and I got some great musicians to hang out with. We're going to be hearing from Alan Jackson a little bit. Garth Brooks, Dierks Bentley. Got some requested music to kick things off. All that coming up to you for you. Thanks to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Let's kick things off getting into our National Day of Calendar. For this, of course, September 11th. More on that in a moment. It is National Make Your Bed Day. I cannot help but make my bed. I will not say that I have a perfect batting average. I would say that it's pretty high, though. As, I don't know. Something about I like having my bed made before I leave because I like when I come home, it's already made. And I sit on my bed a lot. And it's a lot better and easier to sit on when it's made. And can I be real with everybody? I barely sleep under my covers. I just, in the last couple of months especially, it's been rough. Haven't been sleeping much. So it just felt like after a little while, well, why am I doing this? I'm in bed for an hour. So I kind of cheat. Yeah, I'm cheating at this. Honestly, this is a confession. I'm being honest with everybody. I cheat at making my bed because I never really unmake it. So make your bed. There's actually some kind of fun stats involved with making your bed. There is a survey that went out about making beds. And one of the positives of it, if you will. Let me see how to word this one on FM radio. One of the positives were you were in the bed a lot more. Does that work? You're in the bed a lot more with your partner? You getting what I'm saying here? You're getting what I'm putting down? Okay. Make your bed. It has a lot of positives. A lot of positives, apparently. It is Libraries Remember Day. It's a special one right here. A public library is a place of learning where anyone can become a member. And libraries allow us to access information online, read, discover books. They are a hub for a community. They play a crucial role in cultivating the habit of reading and seeking answers for what we know. While we all walk around with these supercomputers, libraries have always been there for us as a home of knowledge, a home of adventure and learning. And yes, my mother was worked at the libraries for a very, very long time and have a little bit of a soft spot for them. I don't think I'm alone on that one. I think today is a perfect day to go check out your local library and support your local libraries out there. National Hot Cross Bun Day. Oh, good hot cross bun. That's good. That's a good one. National School Picture Day. Or as I remember it, National Awkward Day. I don't know if I took any good school pictures. I should look. I don't know if I took any. There's been a great trend, and I think it's awesome. My kids are all in their 20s, so early 20s. So I don't really I don't miss, I miss school pictures and school picture day. So I don't mind seeing a bunch of them when people, you know, throw them at me or text them to me or anything like that, or see them on social media, whatever it is. But for me personally, I kind of liked it when people also shared their, you know, past school day photos. There's something, humbling about that, I think, and fun about that, that we can all relate to. I think we should do that more. We should share old school photos more. I'll do it first. I'll go first. Mine are horrible, by the way. Horrible. But I've never been photogenic. That's why I work in radio. What are you talking about? Today is also Patriot Day. As today, of course, is September 11th. Here in the U.S., a day that means so much to us. And I don't believe that we truly do forget. I think that for a lot of us, it was a mantra for a while there to help heal, help try to have some understanding. And I think it turned into something very true. It was Patriot Day gives all of us time to reflect, to think, to remember the devastating terror attacks that took nearly 3,000 lives. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the morning show, 97.5 FM WFHR. A quote that I'd like to read and just take a moment for it. And certainly we want to do that over here. Be thankful. I think that one of the greater things to come of this is some of the work that was done by John Stewart and so many others to help our survivors of 9/11 that ran into those buildings. And I'm a firm believer in silver linings in life. And even with something like this, we need to find them, need to take them. Recent actions in our country force us to find the silver linings, to find the positives in life, to find the positives in these situations. Why else are we here? Why else do these things happen other than for us to learn from them and grow from them, be better, be a better society? And this isn't a pointing the finger kind of thing. This is we all need to take accountability. And we all could be better. And days like this hopefully remind us of that. And thankful. Thankful that I know for me personally, just speaking for myself, I am dang lucky I was born in America. With my mouth, what do you think I'd do with it? How long I'd last in China or Russia or certain countries? Not with my mouth, man. I was fortunate to be raised by soldiers and a nurse and a librarian and a number of other things. And I'm eternally thankful for it. And I have individuals like the ones that we lost on September 11th as much as so many others. For me personally, I encourage you to do something similar to that. Find the thankfulness in it and take some pride. Take some pride in what we have. Taking pride in your country is not about, well, we're better than others. I don't look at it that way. You know, these are your roots. This is where you're from. And there's something about this land, and that's what I'm talking about, the land. I'm not talking about the government or politics or anything like that. I'm talking about the country itself and the people in it. That's what I think about, and that's what I'm thankful for. And again, very thankful to be born in a country where I could talk, because, boy, would not last in another country, everybody. Not with my mouth. Nope. Wouldn't have done it. We have been very fortunate. There is no segue, and there shouldn't be. So we'll just move on to the music. We have been very fortunate to get a lot of requests lately. We appreciate those. Keep them coming. We cannot get too many requests. There is no such thing. We want to play the music you want to hear. Give us a call, 715-423-1055. We haven't taken a request on the air in a while. I'd like to do that. Go ahead and call up and give us one. Otherwise, you can call or text through the Civic Media app. We'll play the music you want to hear. Star and Point wanted to hear some Chris Stapleton. I thought this one would get us going pretty good. Here's White Horse on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Turn it up. Getting kind of tired.
kitchen. It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
And classics.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking. I ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. Just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess. Mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. When she's all over me, I'm all out of control. Get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I said, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with.
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with how I know. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun. At the top of her lungs, don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, down, down. Every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, oh, but I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of a lawn. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight. Don't know.
Classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Looking back. We share beneath the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? But I'd have had to miss the day.
Garth Brooks, The Dance, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Coming up for you, everybody, got some Keith Urban, Terry Lynch, Thomas Rhett, and on top of the 8 o'clock hour, Seth's going to join us. We got some country music news for you. Get into our schedule. Plenty more to cover. Right now, it's Dierks Bentley and I Hold On, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Truck, some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here, now he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box. It's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I
off your landscaping for years? Call First Class Lawn Care. They strive to work with you and make your landscaping dream come to life. They have a great fall cleanup special going on right now. Schedule for your leaf cleanup and mention WIRI. You're going to get 10% off your quote. 715-572-7970. First Class Lawn Care, proud sponsor of the new Country Top 3, Friday afternoons on 105.5 WIRI.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies and a beautiful September day with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, patchy fog developing late. Otherwise, partly cloudy, low of 52. Warmer on Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 79. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Country favorites and classics for all of central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
It's just not my style, but the night is young, and it's been a while, and she broke my heart, broke it right in two, and it took some time, but I'm feeling like I'm finally ready to find somebody new. I want to kiss a girl, I want to hold her tight, maybe make a little magic in the moonlight. Don't want to go too far.
in, the band just started. The singer couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good. Some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my two left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds of Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds of Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen before. Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my boots. So I had to pick. Uptown time, yeah. But we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just..." I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. in a Chevrolet.
Terry Clark on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to be hearing from Midland and Justin Moore, George Strait, Zach Top coming up for you. And Seth's going to join us at the top of the 8 o'clock. We'll get into our schedule, some country music news, and some country music songs. We got it all coming up for you. Right now, 1,000 Horses with Smoke on 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody.
So easy. Should be the first damn thing I want when I start drinking. I'm breathing her in, breathing her out.
notice the leaves changing colors or feel that cool, crisp air at night? Maybe you've even started reaching for your favorite hoodie. Fall is in the air, and with that, the smell of pumpkin spice lattes. Curl up with a good book and your favorite cup of coffee or tea. Downtown at From the Ground Up Coffee House. Don't let the coolness slow you down. Warm up and get going. Or get comfy and dive into that book. From the Ground Up Coffee House, where every day starts with a smile and a good cup of chill.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay.
At 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand vets. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden's saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you